Hello, this is Samuel, and welcome to session 17 of the Waking Down book recitation and commentary course. This will put us about a third of the way through the projected course, and yeah, something like about a third of the way through the book. So, hopefully all that's working. As you can tell, I've made clear, I haven't plotted this out. I'm just going with how I'm moved as we go through. So we are still commenting on the rot. Chapter 8 of Waking Down, the rot out of head hyphen mind hyphen soul awareness and into heart hyphen body hyphen consciousness. So this recitation will be fairly brief. I'm just going to pick a few pieces out here that look to me to be pertinent to some more material I want to read to you from Surefire. So recitation from page 50, second page of the chapter. Regardless of, this is a first paragraph, regardless of the surface appearances, the rot goes on in all those who can no longer avoid it. Because as many of my friends have agreed, as long as you can avoid the rot, you will. I've seen this to be so again and again. As long as you have a path, as long as you have anxious hope, as long as you have a trajectory that you're traveling, an arc of growth to cultivate and defend, you are not yet prepared to encounter and embrace existence as the core wound. Therefore, you will not permit yourself to endure the onset and the consequences of the rot. From several paragraphs further down, and one of the most important paragraphs in the chapter, what makes the rot an evolutionary crisis is not the mere fact that things are no longer appear to be working for you. Rather, it is where you are rotting from and what you are rotting into. In the White Hot Yoga of the Heart book, I speak of these matters in terms of centers of identity gravity. As long as you are still fundamentally activated in the hypermasculine mode, the center of identity to which you gravitate and from which you chronically view the world is more or less analogous to the head. Its seat is the mind or total psyche, and its active essence or core is the individuated soul nature, the root feeling of I or me that persists through all the ordinary states of daily waking, dreaming, and sleeping. This is true even of individuals who appear to be based in the heart, the emotional being or body, or in the physical, material, elemental body. I am talking about a deeper dimension of chronic identity than where any person's characteristic concentration of life force happens to manifest. The person who is authentically involved in the rod is falling, steadily and most often helplessly, out of the idealistic, dissociative, anxious mode of superimposed and formulaic seeking, and into the realistic, naturally associative, and more peaceful mode of participation in what is in his or her life. A shift is occurring, in other words, in his or her characteristic place and orientation of identity. What is happening? He or she is dropping, as my friends like to say, out of head, mind, soul awareness, and into heart, capital H, heart, body consciousness. He or she is falling into existence as the core wound of confusion and separateness. This drop cannot be willed, motivated, made to happen by any means whatsoever. It occurs only via the rot. The most dangerous way to relate to it is to imagine that you have already done it just because you have done a lot of inner work of a deep psychological and spiritual kind. Then you can fool yourself and thus deprive yourself of a realistic reckoning with your nature. This is a big point, or better to say, a huge red flag. I've had so many experiences of people coming to me, and when I start talking about the rot, nodding their heads with a smile that is at once rueful, humbled, and incredibly proud. Yep, I sure know what that is. Been there, done that, don't need any more rot, no siree. In general, after that, one of two things has occurred. Either they are never really touched by my transmission, so that the being force never activates in them in such a way that they drop into the stark actuality of their persisting underlying distress, that core wound. Or if they finally do somehow permit themselves to be touched in that way, they find something wrong with me and the work itself or the community of participants, and thus rationalize a righteous departure. When the true rod is underway, and this is now toward the end of page 51, whether the conditions of the person's life appear positive or negative, whether he or she appears happy, calm, sane, and functional, or exactly the opposite, a kind of composting is occurring in the very heart or core of the being. The person's previous beliefs, pursuits, paths, and achievements have already provided all the nurturance they can. Now they exist as a form of refuse, organic garbage of the soul, we might say. Indeed, in a sense, the soul nature itself is the compost heap and the essence of the composting matter also. 2. All of this material is fertilizer that is then naturally distributed to lend nutrients to the newly germinating living seed of true and total being. We need to clarify something here. It's not as if after rotting in this manner you never try to do anything to better your life ever again. Hardly. You may become impassioned to change many aspects of both your own life and others' lives, but you will have ceased to do so as an effort to relieve yourself of that underlying emptiness or despair. You will have ceased to seek in fundamental reaction to the core wound. You will have experienced instead a transmission of divinely human identity and relatedness from one or more competent adepts, and that transmission will have shown you how to begin living in freedom from such fundamental reactivity. End of our recitation for session 17.